Seriously, Paul, I do wish this was a vacation. I really think you could use a break from all this scientist work. It's almost as if you've been doing too much science.
Too much science? Is that possible? Seriously, Betty, you know what this meteor could mean to science. If we find it, and it's real, it could mean a lot. It could mean actual advances in the field of science.
Nestled in the bosom of the Rocky Mountains, Brian and Baxter show the desire to defeat stupidity in the face of certain stupidity. Join us now for Warning Radio.
Ranger Brad, I'm a scientist. I don't believe in anything.
All right, everybody. All right, here we are. See, this is what happens when I do all this stuff on my own every week with everybody here. I'm still doing all the same stuff. And now that I'm here by myself, it's not going so well. You got video, do you, Rick? That's cool, because I don't have video in my own place. So hopefully I'll get some video here fairly quickly. But yes, this week, Brian, for some ungodly reason, is Logan, leave my hair alone. I see you in the chat room now, and there's going to be a lot of this, me talking directly to you. Anyway, the thing is that Brian, for some weird thing, is being honored by the police department. I don't know. He does some kind of weird, volunteering or something. Who knows? But that's the deal there. He might drop in later. I don't know. We'll find out. But until then, you guys are stuck with just me. And that's not a big shocker. Hopefully we can get some video going. I don't know what is going on with the video. It should be working just fine. And yet, I'm not getting any. But, I guess I don't need any video either. So, I'll stop it. So, Logan, I don't know what you're laughing at, and I don't really care. So, take that. Okay, so it was a pretty cool weekend. We did Skeptic Camp this weekend, and it was fun. One of those things where there was probably like 17 hours of speakers going, people talking and giving these talks. It was pretty cool. Nator is not with us tonight because she had something to do with work. She had to work late, some kind of training or a meeting or something, so she couldn't be here either. So, yes, it's just me. I'm so lonely and depressed, as you can see. I could cry. I could cry any moment. I could cry. Or maybe I won't. Either way, the show goes on. Back to the issue. Skeptic Camp. So we had basically two rooms filled with really brilliant minds with people giving these talks. And these talks were great. There were talks on, we had, of course, our talk, which we did on the scapegoat kind of thing that these paranormal shows use. They have a little disclaimer, many of them do, in their show that says, or in the credits that says, this is just for entertainment purposes only. This is not to be taken real, which is interesting for reality TV. It's always nice to have, them basically lying to us like that and passing it off as okay, as long as there's a little small print. But, Skeptic Camp was a blast. We had a great time. There was one talk on the placebo effect, which was pretty cool. There was one talk on glacial flooding. There was talk on different bacterias and molds and viruses. That was really cool, cool scientific talks. One guy talked about kind of crazy physics type stuff. You know, he brought in lasers and all kinds of cool little visual effects and stuff. That was really cool. We had good astronomy talks. We had one talk from our good friend Micah on how to create a big paranormal fraud like this. He called it the Guide to Bunking, and that was a pretty funny one. Rich Orman was the MC, so to speak, and he did a little trivia challenge in between. And now that I think about it, I think it was paranormal. It was called Skeptical Challenge. I can't remember. I've got the slide for it, but that was a lot of fun. We had a big box of Mentos Geyser experiments from Steve Spangler Science that was donated, and we had a great time. Now, right across the street, over in a church, the MUFON people had a big UFO talk all day, a whole day of, what do you call it? It was just a big talk on all UFO stuff. Stan Romanek was there. Jeff Peckman was there. Just a ton of people. And Logan snuck over to watch Romanek's thing and be a thorn in their side again. So that was fun. Good for him. He did come back a little dumber than he was before. So, but what are you going to do? That's the way that goes. Let's see what else went on. We were gonna broadcast it. We were gonna stream it, and everything went wrong. So what we ended up doing is recording most of it, and we will probably broadcast bits of it at a time. So people will get a chance to see those things. Unfortunately, Logan didn't have a video camera for the Romanek thing, but they would have thrown him out if he had. So it was a lot of fun. We'll have to have Logan on maybe at some point and interview him about that. It was definitely entertaining. Let me think. What else? Really did enjoy Micah's bunking one. That was really funny. I don't know. There was a ton of them. There really were. It was one on global warming. The list really just goes on. It was so much fun. My suggestion in the future is that we somehow, instead of having it broken into two rooms, maybe just have one room, but maybe do it twice a year. So the talks may be a little more selective, because I feel like I missed so much being tied to the one big room and not getting to go over to the other room very often. I feel like I really missed out on a lot. So, do you guys like the Brian and Baxter banner up there? It's probably kind of hard to see, but right up there, for those of you that are listening to the podcast, you don't know what I'm talking about, so don't worry about it. But it's pretty cool. Just got it in the mail today, so I'm happy about that. I don't know. That's all I can think of off the top of my head. I mean, there was plenty of other crap that went on, but I can always save that till the end of the show, because what we're going to do now is, when we were at Starfest, we had an opportunity to interview both Reggie McDaniel, and those of you from the Denver area probably know him as the Everyday People's Entertainment guy. And he's on, you know, what used to be on all the Clear Channel radio stations, and he would give movie reviews and all that kind of stuff. Very cool guy. And then we also had the guys from BizJack Flemco jump in on us again. And so I was going to go ahead and play that so you could hear how that went. And I will be back at the end of it, and Brian might be here by then, and who knows, maybe even to tour. So that's it. Yeah, Rick, you're really freaking funny, by the way. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and do that now, and you guys enjoy. We are doing our live remote
from, sense the noise,
from Horror Fest. Yes, we got people talking, we got all kinds of fun things going on in here. We just finished our panel, Colorado X, and we managed to snag out of the audience one absolutely wonderful, currently underheard,
one of our favorites.
Reggie. Yes, our favorite.
You cannot go to a horror movie without him next to you, because it's it's a whole new experience.
Absolutely.
Oh, thank you.
Reggie McDaniel. Ladies,
how y'all doing? Thank you, thank
doing
you.
Doing great. Yeah. So for some of the people from different parts of the country that may not know who you are that are listening, because we have throngs.
That's
woogie
true.
Lips.
Throng. This
part
is
of the
a
minions.
Throng.
Yes, this is an off time, so we'll be rebroadcasting this also, in a regular time. Tell everybody who you are and why they should know and love you.
Well, my name is Reggie McDaniel, and I'm the cousin of the coach of the tell the truth. I do movie reviews. I'm on 5:50 a.m. in St. Louis. I'm on Wixie in Champaign, Illinois. I'm on 103.5 The Fox here. I just got off of KLZ, KOA, and I've done Channel 2, Channel 9, Stars Encore.
Busy guy.
Ion Television. And basically what I do is the Everyday People's Entertainment Guide. You can find me on my website at www.reggiemcdaniel.com. So much for the commercial.
Well, we have to say, we absolutely love Reggie. He is definitely, he's just like us. He's an absolute horror movie buff. He's
yes!
a comic book guy. And yes. man after my own heart, his biggest heroes are werewolves.
Yes.
And I got to stand behind you 100% on that. If the werewolves are coming, I'll really be
werewolves
behind you.
Oh, so. Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
You'll definitely be behind me.
So we definitely wanted to thank you. We sat in on your panel a little bit earlier when you were talking about pros and cons of slasher movies.
Yeah, that was a good one. I like talking about slasher movies because people get them confused with horror movies. And they're two different things to me.
They should almost classify them as more of a... Well, horror movies can stay horror movies, but the slasher movie should be more like a reality thriller.
Right.
Something like that.
Right, something along those lines.
Because, you know, Freddy versus Jason was completely reality-based.
Exactly.
Based on a true story.
Yeah, exactly.
Slasher movies remind me of St. Louis growing up.
Right.
Yeah. I lived in some rough parts of St. Louis.
Sounds nice.
Yeah, that's gruesome. I like it.
My next vacation there. But yeah, and I tend to agree with you that I like the horror movies better because it is escapism.
Exactly.
It's a chance to get away from the grind of every day. But the slasher movies are, I don't know, make you want to like lock your windows tighter.
Exactly. If I want to be frightened, I can do that free. I can call my ex-wife. You know, but I want to escape. That's the whole point of movies to me, entertainment and escape.
Exactly, exactly. Now, you do have a pretty nice gig right now because you get to go to movies.
Yes.
And
restaurants.
And restaurants, and you get to eat, and then you get paid for it.
Yeah.
Man.
That's all right.
We get water.
Yeah, we get water, that's true.
Well, I came here for a Coca-Cola.
Right.
But
right.
I did get two Cokes. I did get two Coca-Colas, but most places, I actually, they pay you for your opinion. Ain't that something? You know, like, who am I? You know, I'm just a guy who watch movies, you know, and like werewolves. You know?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, we were talking, we didn't really get a touch on it, but you had mentioned Brotherhood of the Wolf.
Oh.
Great movie.
My favorite.
Oh, yes, it was. And I normally hate movies that you have to read.
Right.
Oh.
Just get a book.
Because I'm a slow reader. By the time I finish reading what's in the what they've written, the movie scene has changed. So I don't like foreign films, usually. But Brotherhood of the Wolves was an exception.
Have you seen the dubbed version?
No, I haven't.
It is dubbed so well.
It's good.
The lips almost sync up with the words. It is just amazing the job they did.
Well, somebody here must have done it because the French aren't that good.
No.
Start an international incident.
Exactly.
Yeah, really. We got it on tape that it was you and not us. Now, we don't want to keep you too long. So you, as soon as you decide that you just want to get up and walk away, you just feel free
He's
to do
just
so.
Gonna walk away.
That's what most of our guests do anyway. So don't
that's
feel
what
bad.
I've heard.
Yeah.
Great. All right. Well, this is going good so far then. The several of our audience members here that hung around, we really appreciate it also. And as we go along here, you guys can feel free to ask any questions if we touch on anything you want to know more about. When we do our radio shows every Monday, Monday at 7 o'clock, warningradio.info, it's basically like us. This, we just get on and we talk about crap that we like.
Yep.
And I don't know why anybody would really want to listen to it, but for some reason we're doing really well.
But it's fun, and we get to meet people we'd never be able to meet any other way. It's like cool, who do you want to try and get onto the show this time that we've always wanted to talk to? It's not even...
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, we had a really fun experience. I don't know how many of you in the audience, I know there's a few of you that know who he is, Lloyd Kaufman. We got to interview him from his hotel room in his bed.
That was great.
That was a great interview. It was a lot of fun.
He was there.
He was a lot
I couldn't believe you weren't.
No. Yeah, we dubbed that Getting Gay with Lloyd. He is the president of Troma Entertainment, and... any of you remember the wonderful movie Toxic Avenger back in the 80s? Kind of started it all for Troma.
Hold on, we have to get that other advertisement in here.
Oh,
or Poultrygeist.
Poultrygeist is the latest one that's out right now.
Just because of
Night of the Chicken Dead. And it's very, very recommended. But all these movies are very spoof horror and a lot of fun. Definitely a lot of fun.
Well, you know, that's something else. You're talking about two different categories. The comedy horror. It's a whole new genre now.
Yes, yes. Probably one of the better known is Shaun of the Dead.
Right, right.
Another favorite.
Yeah. Evil Dead.
Yeah, Evil Dead was good. But Shaun of the Dead, I got to go back to that one. Because, well, first of all, I love me some zombies.
Yep. Right.
Slow zombies.
I mean, really, they dragging that bad right foot. Always. Yet they manage to catch people.
Every time?
Yep.
Usually some lady in a lingerie.
Yes.
But they always manage to catch someone.
You know, I'm thinking...
It's hard to run in lingerie. It really
but
is.
Why are you in the, why are you in the forest at night outside in lingerie?
And high heels.
They're never in forests that I go through because I travel forests at night looking
statement.
For ladies.
Yeah, they're
it's
never
a fashion statement. You got to be true to your art.
Okay.
Yeah, because they're never wearing track shoes.
No.
Yeah, never. So, never.
Yeah.
Now, one thing I'm thinking, when you saw Shaun of the Dead, did you go to the premiere?
No, I went to a pre-screening.
Oh, okay. We actually got invited to one, and the whole cast, everybody was there.
Oh, that would have been so good.
It was just amazing. That was, wow.
That would have been so good.
Now, we didn't see you at the recent pre-screening of Haunting in Connecticut.
Oh, I went to...
He knew.
Finally, well, a lot of people didn't like that movie.
Right. And you're talking to a lot of them, right?
Yeah, I know.
I liked it.
I can understand why the two of them didn't.
Right. Well, we know the story.
Right. But I finally found a PG-13 horror movie that was a little scary.
That's true.
And they don't have scary PG-13 horror movies.
They do not.
But... they want to get as many people into the movie as they can.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they're going for the PG-13 movie.
That's true.
And this one was actually a little scary, but it didn't show a lot of blood. Noticed that. How are you going to have a haunted movie without blood?
I don't know.
We go to haunted houses without blood all the time.
That's why I thought it was pretty good.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't see that much.
I actually liked it a little bit. I knew it wasn't true.
Right.
You know, I knew it wasn't based on any... When Hollywood says based on a true story, they basically mean that in real life there were people, and in the movie there are people. And that's about it. That's about it.
That's I'm using absolutely that quote from now
right.
on.
Yeah,
I love that.
That's exactly beautiful. Right. Exactly right. Definitely.
I'm going to have to diagram that.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Yeah, because that was actually based on a case by Ed and Lorraine Warren. They had a book written about it called In a Dark Place.
Right.
Then it became a Discovery show called A Haunting. And that's one of the first episodes of that show, A Haunting, was this one in Connecticut. And it got a little off track from the book there, and then the screenplay got a little more off track, and the book was pretty far off track from what really happened in the case anyway, so it really got really diluted from what it was. So.
But it made money.
It did.
And that was the whole purpose of Hollywood showing it.
That was the whole purpose of Ed and Lorraine Warren going on the investigation in the first place.
Right.
Now, we're about to witness this firsthand. We unfortunately sold the rights to one of our investigations to be a movie. We have seen the first just rough draft of the script. I don't even know who they're talking about.
See, and that... That's what happens. Have you seen the commercials right before the beginning of the theater where they're talking to you about using a telephone, where the fella's writing about Jack the Ripper, and it turns out they rename it Jack the Rapper because it's so violent, so they take some of that out and make it more family-friendly. Well, that's what's happening to your script.
Yep.
But that's why you got to either sell it or produce it yourself.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because if you sell it, you've given them the rights to do what they want to do with it.
We got a question from the audience here.
Say you're selling one of your investigations. You guys are selling like the notes of it, or are you selling the story?
We sold the rights to the story. You know, and
the story be whoever you're investigating, whoever's family.
Right. I mean, basically, what was experienced throughout the investigation. That whole thing is what the rights
do. Right, we stripped out. Right, we strip out all of the pertinent information for the people that are actually there. So, and believe me, by the time this thing hits the theater, they won't even recognize it.
Right. Yeah. The names won't have to be changed.
However,
to protect the
there is a kicker. Go ahead.
Dwight Yoakam is signed to play Brian.
Well, that's pretty true to life.
Exactly.
That's pretty true to life. He looks a lot like him.
Got the hairline. Yeah. So, yeah, I was thinking Gallagher would have been good, too.
He would be better.
Which one? The older brother or the younger brother?
Ooh, that's...
Come on,
that's,
Kevin, do the Kevin Smith thing. At least I could accept that.
Kevin Smith would be good, too. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Dwight Yoakam.
Yeah. I like Dwight Yoakam, too.
That's just freaking me out.
Yeah, that's going to be an interesting one.
That scares me.
Definitely. So, again, we want to thank everybody for hanging out with us here. I think what we'll do is we're going to take a quick little commercial break here, I think, and we can do a switch up and
that works.
Get Reggie on his way, because I know that he's getting lighter and lighter over there.
Right,
so.
Right. I'm getting ready to pass out over here.
And then when we come back, we'll have a couple of guys from... Is Jack Flemco come up and talk to us? They've been on the show before, and they're looking like they don't want to be talked to right now. So this ought to be very interesting.
He's getting smaller over there.
So yeah, we're gonna do some quick commercials, and we'll be right back in just a few moments.
Cool.
Are you tired of all the paranormal shows on TV today? I'm being drawn to this corner, and in this corner, I can tell you that. Oh, the emotions are so strong. At some point, somebody had some really strong emotions here.
Finally now, there's a show that tells the truth about all of this stupid crap. It's called Colorado X, Case Files of the Paranormal. This show takes a hard look at the paranormal claims of the Colorado area. Things like urban legends, hauntings, alien activity, you name it.
Oh, but I know that there's something here. It's got to be a ghost. There's got to be a ghost here. I can see just about everything.
Didn't see that coming, did you, you stupid son of a...
Stay tuned to find out more information on Colorado X, Case Files of the Paranormal. No actual mediums were harmed in the making of this commercial.
I love my husband more than anything.
Which is why I was surprised to find her sleeping with the teenager next door.
Now I take each day one day at a time. I didn't know what I had till it was almost gone. Now I'm faithful and haven't terminated a pregnancy in over a year. I stopped obsessing about my weight. Now there's just more of me to love. They say America's fatter than ever. But when you're number one, it's time to celebrate. And why not celebrate with cake every day?
Celebrate cake.
Every week, there's a new case. The girl was murdered right here in this room. Thousands of unconfirmed stories about the case.
Now, my sister's best friend, she says that they grabbed that girl and they spun her around by her ankles. And now, every Tuesday after the full moon, you can still see the blood.
Two teams search for the truth. One, Colorado's premier paranormal research group. And the other, a group of skeptics. You're dumb.
No, my friend, you're dumb.
No, I'm pretty sure you're the dumb one.
Yeah, no, look, see, not only are you dumb, but you're also a douchebag.
You want to know the truth? Well, then tune in to an episode of Colorado X. Details coming soon.
All right. And we are back.
What about Gary Coleman?
Why are we talking about Gary Coleman?
Gary Coleman.
No, we're not going to have Gary Coleman play Baxter. What the hell are you talking about?
Gary Coleman and Emmanuel Lewis.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be great.
That's Arnold, a demographic that's never been played before.
Arnold and Webster take on the ghosts. That'd be great.
That's all just right. Wrong.
That is wrong. All right, so we're back from the commercials now. We have a couple of guys that we've talked to before. We got Richard and Zach here, and
hey,
we'll let them introduce themselves to everybody.
Hey, I'm Richard Taylor, and I'm Zach Bynes, that is, from BizJack Flemco Productions. From right here in Denver, Colorado, we write, direct, produce our own horror comedy films right here in Denver, Colorado. Right?
And they always do it with those kind of voices,
that's
I notice,
right.
Every time
that's
we hear
the
them talk.
That's the best way to motivate anyone, Baxter.
That's true.
And you mentioned Troma. We're actually affiliated with racist. Troma Studios, so...
I love
we
Gary
just got Coleman. Off the film with Lloyd with a little movie called Poultrygeist, which you mentioned as well. So
yes.
Did all the blood effects in that film, and we also star and act in that as well. So
you can tell we're huge Troma fans.
Yeah.
We are. Troma is awesome. Poultrygeist, actually down in the horror movie room.
Horror. We don't want to get it confused. People going looking for the wrong horror room.
Right. You know, and actually, we had to talk about that a lot lately, the pronunciation of horror.
Horror.
Is very important, because I have looked for horror rooms before, and they're not here. You can... go down there, and you can actually get Poultrygeist along with several other wonderful films down there in that room. And what are you charging down there for these movies?
We're selling copies of Cannibal Girl and Incest Boy, our film, for $15. We have other films.
That's a great one for the kids.
It's on Head Splitting Special Edition. You get the behind the scene making of it, and interviews, and Easter eggs, and music videos.
There's Easter eggs
on the disc. Have you not
Easter
ever
eggs.
Found them? Or?
Oh, we love.
I've
we
never
have,
even
we
looked
we
for them. I didn't know they were on there.
Well,
I
think please do. There's like four or five. Yeah, there's a lot of Easter
really?
Eggs on that disc. Yeah.
Wow, we thought you guys were just hacks. We didn't know that you were actually
no, they're
doing
on there.
Easter eggs.
They're
That's
on
awesome.
There. They're there.
Now,
oh, they're on there.
Do you guys know what Easter eggs are? Okay, in many DVDs, they have these little hidden features that you don't even know about. And you have to kind of do different things with your remote to accidentally discover them.
Yes.
There's a lot of websites out. You can Google Easter eggs and DVD. You will find amazing things. And
Easter Bunny is a big fan of Easter.
That you had no idea were even on the DVD.
Yeah, all you have to do is they'll have lists of DVDs. You can look up DVDs that you own, and you'll unlock features that you never even knew you had. And they're a blast. Many people spend many, many hours... geeks, many people at this convention spend many hours seeking these out to post on these websites. So definitely look for those, and they're a lot of fun to find.
Ours are actually very difficult. You actually have to play the whole movie. And then once it
you're
goes back...
You're forcing people to watch the movie,
yes,
then.
Yes, and then once it goes back to the main menu, if you hit enter once again, it will take you to something completely different, and
that's
you'll
just
see
one.
A special... you go ahead and find
it. buy the DVD, myspace.com.
Buy the DVD right now in our...
everybody who's not over Radioland who's here right now, go buy it.
You're mentioning that it's hard to find...
The Misled Romance of Cannibal Girl and Incest Boy has just been distributed, actually, by Troma Studios. It is now on the Best of Troma Dance Volume 5. You can just Google that right now, and you can actually just even go pick it up at Best Buy. So
are in the horror room.
Or in the horror room. It's actually in there. So
Best Buy.
Best Buy.
Wow. Best Buy has it. Borders has it.
Best Buy loves Cannibal Girls and Incest Boys.
That's right. That's right. So
in the children's section.
It's in the children's section.
In the family section. Family section.
Yeah, it's got Easter eggs, so it's got to be in the children's section. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah.
So, I guess the upcoming fun zombie type thing would be.
So right now we're actually working on a feature film right here in Denver, Colorado called Adam the Amazing Zombie Killer.
You guys are so queer.
And And it's actually about a guy named Adam who gets hit on the head one day with a bowling trophy and hallucinates zombies. So he goes on a killing spree, killing people, and he thinks they're zombies. So
what else
just
do you
going
need?
Around killing innocent people. Yeah.
I mean, that's it. That's beautiful.
Oh, yes. We're going to include you guys right there.
Oh, yeah. This is hopefully going to be our film debut where
Get
Brian
some,
and I will...
cameos from these guys.
We will be murdered by Adam.
By
so
Adam.
We're really looking forward to that. And we've seen the trailer for it, and I love the tool that he kills with.
Yeah. He uses a bowling ball to kill...
A smiley face bowling ball.
A big yellow smiley face bowling ball. I love that. So I can't wait to see how Brian gets killed is what I'm looking forward to.
Well, you see, that's the only, we keep having these guys on every time just to go, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, remember you promised us we were going to be stars?
We will get you in there and we will kill you. In a very cool way as well.
See, but that's the thing is movie producers, makers always use that. Yeah, well, I'm a movie maker. I'm a producer. I can make you a star. You know, to usually try to get into somebody's pants.
Baxter's.
And
Baxter.
Yeah, so they're using that on us, and we're going to hold them to it. So,
to get in Baxter's pants.
So, it's not that hard.
So. That's what he said.
Well, hopefully it's a little hard.
We're trying to get in your pants after all.
So, luckily, there is no rating system on the radio show here.
That's
so
true.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm speechless after that. I don't know. What to say?
Yeah, I'm drawing blanks
at
this
point.
Not the
first time we left Baxter speechless.
Is Jack Flumco. Woohoo!
So, after you accomplish Adam, because you will.
Oh, we
what
hope
you,
to.
What do you got any big visions on what you
after
do?
After Adam, the Amazing Zombie Killer?
Take it to conventions, take it to film festivals,
try to get
it
distributed.
Distributors.
What about your next project? Anything in mind yet?
We'd like to do some music videos here in town for any local musicians. We're working on some more short films.
What if we wanted to do a music video?
It'd have to be a hip-hop video.
The only way you guys would sign on is if it was hip-hop?
I bet you could do it.
Well, I know we could.
I know you could.
Okay.
Look at him.
Natora's having some doubts.
That's true. I don't.
Nobody hears it.
she's denying that she has doubts.
If it's not on the radio, it doesn't exist.
Yeah. All right.
We have some more ideas in mind, but who even cares about them now? But we're really focusing on Adam the Amazing Zombie Killer and trying to sell and get the name, The Misled Romance of Cannibal Girl and Incest Boy out there. So.
Oh, here, I have to help them along here.
Yes, go
and
for it.
And you might want to advertise the Bowl-O-Rama.
Oh, the Zombolathon on May 2nd at Golden Bowl in Golden, Colorado, the only bowling alley / Chinese food restaurant in America. They were having a Zombolathon.
It's a fundraiser for our movie. We're trying to raise money to make our movie, because we have no money to make our movie. So we thought it'd be fun to just throw a Zombolathon, a bowling fundraiser for
our
movie.
It's $25 for 5 games of bowling, free shoes, free Chinese food, live bands. If you come dressed as a zombie, you get a prize. So
this is a fun way to raise some money for our film. So, and that's in
great.
Golden. The only bowling alley in Golden. So.
Now, that is kind of a big deal. Raising money for this film to get made is really important to us because we want to be murdered in.
Yes.
So they also have a MySpace website. We also have on our website a place where you can click to donate. And if you
and we
donate,
thank you for that.
Yeah, if you donate $5... you can also submit your idea on how you would like to see us killed. So we're really
looking forward
to hearing some of these ideas. But, go to the website, warningradio.info, and when you click into the Listen Live area, you can see the link to make a small donation to this film or make a big donation, whatever you like.
Yeah, just pay for the whole film.
Yeah, we'd be all right with that.
Yeah.
We're looking for about $1 million.
So, yeah, it'll be a big
that's not
film.
A low-budget film at that point.
Well, by today's standards, it is.
Looking for about $5,000 to make this movie. That's about it.
All we need at this point. So anybody that wants to get involved in that and be an investor in something huge,
Yes.
You're not going to get money back out of it, but, you know.
Fame and
so I guess you're not really an investor. You're just a sucker. So if you'd like to just give some money. Cash.
But okay, you'll be helping produce art that will live on forever and ever.
Exactly. Just to let you know how popular this would be.
What's that?
Just to let you know how popular this would be. In the chat room right now, they're asking if with a $5 donation, if we'd be willing to sign, we would be willing to sign autographs of zombie pictures of us.
Of course.
And we'll make you guys up as zombies, and you can take some pictures.
Well, because Adam sees zombies. Sees
exactly.
Zombies. But you guys aren't really zombies.
Exactly.
He's just seeing hallucinations of zombies. So we would actually make really you zombies. Into zombies for his POV, because we'd get to his POV, and we would see you as
Point
zombies.
Of view.
Point
for
of view.
Those of you that don't watch porn. So, yeah. That's really... Did I say something wrong? this is going to be a really interesting thing to not be zombies, but be zombies.
Yes.
And these guys do amazing makeup. They
thank
really
you.
Do.
Thank you.
And
we also have to think, if you watch the preview, Evan and Dan from Bizarro Effects, they helped us a lot with zombie makeup.
And they went to the Tom Savini actual makeup
really?
School.
Wow.
So they we were quite impressed with their resume, and they were willing to donate their time and help us make some zombies for this Adam the Amazing Zombie Killer. So.
Yeah, the makeup was
And the trailer
incredible.
Is up online right now on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
So and it will get banned. It will get removed from YouTube immediately, I'm sure, because there's lots of boobies in the trailer.
So you probably have like one more day to watch it on YouTube before it gets banned.
So just YouTube, Adam the Amazing Zombie Killer.
And there it is.
ATOM.
Get to see some bowling ball action
yes.
there. So. Definitely.
Bowling ball brutality.
Yes. So, anybody that's listening on the radio right now, we'd really love for you to come down to Horror Fest. Horror Fest. More than anything, but we need more votes on our balcony display. So, if you'd like to come down.
Eight.
Yeah, it's balcony eight. Come down and vote for us. We did a wonderful display of the Alien in the Window video. And I don't know how many here know about the Alien in the Window that happened last year. And we got a few people here.
Ooh, Alien in the Window.
Anybody else know about it?
No.
Okay, well, what happened is, I love telling this story. individual by the name of Stan Romanek had been having reported encounters with aliens for... 6 to 7 years now, and we had been following him the whole time and looking at his evidence that he was putting forth. Last year at this time, a gentleman by the name of Jeff Peckman wanted to push an initiative through Denver City Council to have an ET welcoming committee, for lack of a better term. So, you know, when the aliens came, they would be right there with their flags and be ready. And it's like, you know, the other things they wanted to do is force the federal government to release information that they have been getting from the aliens all these years about free energy and things like that. Everything that he is claiming is completely unfounded. There's no proof of anything. But the first words in the initiative is the city citizens of the city of Denver, city and county of Denver, hereby declare that there is proof that aliens are here. There is proof that the government is covering up. Just that much of it really stings for us. We like proof to be real, not something that the citizens declare. You know, we want it to be real. So he says, well, I saw this picture, this video of an alien and looking through a window recently, and we're going to show that to the press. Then you'll all be convinced that this is real. We had seen it years ago, so we knew about it. They said, the video cannot be reproduced because it would cost $50,000 in expensive animatronics and Hollywood effects.
Scaffolding.
Scaffolding, because it's too high up. You'd have to have huge amounts of scaffolding, and Stan Romanek obviously would have seen this when he looked at his window, so it couldn't be done.
Eyes blinked.
The eyes blinked. It was completely this organic being, so it had to be real. So what we did is we took these criteria, and from memory, we recreated the video the night before the big press conference. We released it out on YouTube. A few other people got a hold of it, and they released it out on YouTube. It became the number four most viewed video on YouTube and Google, and was just huge, viral thing. And, of course, now Stan Romanek, Jeff Peckman, that whole crew, MUFON, they hate us.
Richard Taylor has a huge viral thing as well.
Well, your viral thing's different. You need shots for that. But...
How much of the $50,000 did you spend on the
We spent $90. And that was the cost of the domain name for the website that we put up. That was the cost of renting the alien and just our time into it. It just took a few hours. It was very easy to do. So they all hate us. Well, MUFON has this nice booth down in the atrium. And if you look right above them, there's the alien in the window looking that out at them. Hate. Oh, they hate us so much. So if you looked for...
Adam,
on YouTube.
The amazing zombie.
You probably shouldn't look for that.
No, we're watching it right now. You don't want to watch that.
Yeah. You would look for Jeff Peckman, Stan Romanek. I can write them down for you afterwards so you can see. But
that's how he wants
Stan
to
Romanek, Jeff Peckman, Alien in the Window, any of that stuff. You'll pull it up and see it. Now, there's a ton of parodies of it out there also because they're all. The only video that anybody had access to was the one we made. So everybody thought ours was the authentic one. And we said, no, we made this. No, you guys are just disinformation people. You work for the government. This is the real thing. This alien blinked. We know it's the real thing. So we had to dispute that and everything. But there was a ton of parodies. He's got Obama looking through his window. He's got Alf, Hillary Clinton. So he's got a very famous window now of all these different these parodies people have made. So it's pretty humorous that it's gone so far.
One thing that we did do just to prove that it was a fake, ours was a fake,
right?
Is there's an outtake posted where Stu, wherever Stu went.
Yeah, Stu left us.
He was our puppeteer. And the nice thing is we filmed the whole thing, and he decided that he was going to make out with the alien outside of the window just before we started filming. It's on YouTube, too. It is hilarious.
Yeah. And, in fact, he's been called a horrible pervert by many people that just are disgusted by the fact that he would make out with this alien. When you walk out and you're in the atrium, when you look up and see balcony number 8, that is the star of the alien in the window. That's the actual alien that we used. And he's had a little bit of surgery lately. We installed a spine in him, so he's a little more stable. But, that's
We did
that's
an it. Alien autopsy in my garage the other night.
Yeah.
Is it an autopsy when
you put
the spine in?
Yeah, maybe autopsy. It was a reverse autopsy, I guess.
Transplant.
Yeah. One of those things. So, pretty exciting. Now, wanted to ask you guys down here, Richard and Zach.
Oh, yeah. We're
still... Now, my son Logan is sitting over here behind me.
We love Logan.
Yeah. I don't know if I like the fact that you guys just said that. but
yeah, we love your offspring.
he's interested. He thinks he's an idea man.
Yeah.
And he keeps coming up with these ideas for zombie movies. He's very zombie obsessed right now.
Oh, cool.
Nothing wrong.
Yeah.
More obsessed.
Which is fine. Can I just give him your number? Because he keeps calling me with these damn crappy ideas.
He could go to myspace.com/AdamTheZombieKiller and
where was that?
myspace.com/AdamTheZombieKiller. Okay. Yes, please add us on the MySpace.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. So yeah,
Biz Jack Filmco as well too.
His latest one is wants somebody to make a zombies versus cripples.
Oh,
movie.
Cool! I like that a lot. So. I actually like that. That's a funny idea.
You know the thing that I think zombie is going to be interesting, cripples. And this is the one time I could do this. Listen to the audience. I know somebody that would be willing to star in that movie.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh yeah. Well, see, the thing is,
you have to make him up. He looks like a zombie.
Oh yeah,
that's true.
I got all.
He's both.
Ooh, that could be like the boss.
Imagine
that you have to defeat at the end of the
wheels.
Video game. Yeah, that's excellent. The zombie cripple. Now it's an interesting thought because so many of the really able-bodied people can get away from the zombies rather easily, but a cripple would have to turn and fight and really be prepared, And it just that does sound like it would be a very interesting
if
concept.
If you actually watch on Poultrygeist, Night of the Chicken Dead, we had a young trauma fan there who had cerebral palsy, and he actually gets mutated into being one of the chicken zombies, and he's pretty awesome in the movie, so check out for...
Oh, that's
lost, he was the best. Unfortunately, he lost against the fight against the American chicken bunker and the chicken zombies, but he goes on to kill and slaughter...
Now, was that the movie that Lloyd told us was a frame-by-frame recreation of Schindler's List?
Yes, that's right. But instead of concentration camps, it was a fast food chicken restaurant.
Right, right. So, yeah, Lloyd's good at that, doing that kind of stuff. What do we got in the chat room?
Zombies versus Black grandmas versus Mexican zombie grandmas.
can you repeat that, Brian? So
that was zombies versus black grandmas versus Mexican zombies. Mexican grandma zombies. Yeah.
Wow.
I think that would be awesome.
Part two.
Mexican grandmas are kind of scary on their own. I've known several. So that's really interesting. Wow.
But then like, you know, the Mexican zombie grandmas are such great cooks, like no one would want to not eat.
That's
be like,
true.
Well, it is human flesh, but it tastes so damn good. So.
That's true.
Wake up with diarrhea in the morning.
That's true.
Deep fry it and
well, I don't know if that's true. I think that as they get older, their taste buds change because all the young Mexican women tend to be really skinny. The Mexican grandmas tend to be a lot heavier, unless they're eating the young girls.
That's true.
That might be what's causing it. I don't know.
What's happening.
It's a possibility. But, I spent a lot of time. I used to be in a band, and two of my band members were Hispanic and practically lived at their house just because of the food. It was so fantastic. I miss them. I miss the food, anyway. That was great. But so anyway.
Don't really miss them.
Yeah. Oh, yes, Logan. Keep thinking of ideas.
Yeah. Keep spitting them out, Logan, just not at me. So.
Is Grandma in the chat room?
Yes, she is. Yes.
She's going to love that.
Speaking of Grandma.
And then we have, you know, we have the Ice Witch is wandering around the room, as we know her.
Ooh.
And, and the thing is, you can't say that about most women. And have them hear
true.
You. They get really angry. But she is the horror diva.
Horror.
Ooh.
Careful. Careful there, Baxter.
Now, yeah, mom's
that,
there, watch
yeah,
out.
That may not be a thing to say in front of her. But she has been working her butt off making sure that Horror Fest is going well. And hats off to you. You have done
it's
a
been
great
job.
Definitely.
Horror Fantastic. Fest.
Absolutely. We're glad to be here. I mean, we don't know why you keep inviting us back.
We live for this
glad
stuff.
To be here.
We
this
don't either, the, actually. But
this
yeah,
is,
we,
this
thank you very much.
We love the publicity, and we love being here. We love being here.
Now, we got a few minutes left in the show. Does anybody have any questions about anything that they want to ask?
No.
They're all leaving.
Oh, well, yeah.
You yeah, say that, and they all get up and walk out.
We call her Ice Witch, and she grabs her family and leaves.
Nope.
Oh, she's judging a costume contest. Yeah, we believe you.
Yeah,
whatever.
Me and Richard are judging costume contests, but it's just a contest between me and Richard. So.
Oh,
that's now. How
is
do
it
you
like
do
a duel to the death or
yeah,
what?
Yeah, like sword fight type of thing. Duel
cool.
to the death.
That swords. Works.
That's disgusting. So yeah, any questions before we get ready to sign off here, guys?
No.
No.
Anything? We've covered it
We're
all.
All happy.
We definitely invite all you guys to attend the lecture in the morning if anybody is conscious at that time. 10 o'clock. We'll be right back here. The lecture is called The Science of the Paranormal, and we really go in depth.
Oh, I just heard a comment. What was that?
A lot of things. What are you talking about? Oh, coffee and donuts will be here. Coffee and donuts. That I will actually show up for that.
Yeah.
So that's
what makes us show up.
That sounds pretty good, actually.
Great deal. Well, I'll be there, Baxter.
So please right come see me and Zach in the horror room.
Horror room. And buy a copy of Cannibal Girl.
Maybe
or
even pick up a copy of Cannibal Girl and Incest Boy.
And actually, that's where we're going to be down there also, in the horror room. We have a
horror room.
We have a table down there also talking about Warning Radio, Rocky Mountain Paranormal. We also do a magazine called Modern Paranormal Investigator and Colorado X, as you've already heard about. So
good stuff.
We're going to let you guys go a few minutes early so you can get out to the next event that's going on somewhere special. And thank you so much for sitting in with us.
Sounds good.
You guys have a great night.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
We'll Radio you for having BizJack Flemco on again.
Oh, we're always glad to have you.
MySpace.com/AdamTheZombieKiller.
And we will have you guys on again.
We love you.
Motorized chairs for the zombie movie?
Yes.
Well, that's reasonable.
Oh,
all right, everybody. That was the wonderful broadcast at Starfest. And a lot of fun. That was a blast and a lot of good peoples. And once again, you know, we were avoided by Scarlett Salem. No, actually, all the... The guys from Not for the Squeamish and Scarlett and Ari and all those guys, they were actually, I believe, doing a screening for Terror Overload, which I believe there might be an event with Terror Overload tonight, like in Minneapolis or something. I'm not quite sure. Dina in the chat room could probably tell you something about that. But, yes, Rick, I will see what I can do about changing your status. I just can't do it right at the moment. I apologize. Doing all this other stuff, my hands are kind of full. So just don't sign out right away when the show's over, and I will see if I can change your status. How's that? Anyway, no sign of Brian whatsoever. Don't know what the deal is there. I think his dinner started at 5, and he's still not here, so I think he's just ditching me. And Nator, you know, she had a doctor's note from her employer, so she's fine. So that's it. You know, I don't know. I got other things I could talk about, but I don't really like just talking to you guys. You know, it's you guys are kind of boring. You don't answer me back timely. I have to wait, you know, like a minute before I get a response back. So I'm just not impressed. So we've got 10 minutes left in the show. I think I'm just going to get out of here. What do you think? You think that's okay? See you again. Now I have to sit here and wait for a response because I know all you guys have stuff you like to watch at 8 o'clock or something. But I think I'm done. Just done with you completely. Done. And there's no responses from you guys. All right, fine, whatever. Let me think. It seems like there was one other thing. We were talking in the chat room a little bit while that interview was going on about, I didn't say I hate you guys, I just don't like you. Maybe I did say I hate you, I don't remember. Either way, it works. The whole thing with Jeff Peckman needing his signatures. If I'm remembering right, he had a certain amount of time that he needed to get at least 300 signatures, and he had to have a committee of 5 people that he had not put together yet. And then he, you guys will be back. I know you guys will be back. I know you will. Anyway, he then he could go on to try to get his 4,000. And I don't remember what those dates are. They're probably written down somewhere. But I just don't think I dissed your moms. I don't remember dissing your moms. I dissed my mom, you know, because she's in the chat room. So dissing all of you, I dissed my mom also. All right, this is ridiculous. I am just going to get out of here. So you guys have a wonderful one. We'll have another fun week next week. Let's see, what have we got going on next week? Ooh, Logan brings up a good point of what I have to talk about. Damn. All right, so we'll talk about that, Logan. Stan Romanek, in his book and at this lecture he just did, said that he was attacked by 3 guys, and he pulled out his handy-dandy bike chain that he just happens to have with him all the time, I don't know, whatever, and put a hurtin' on one of them and says that he either killed the guy or knocked him unconscious, and he doesn't know which. None of this was reported to the police, and now in public he is saying he may have killed a guy. It seems like there's some, you know, some legalities there that we might want to look into. I was going to talk a little bit about the, thank you. Thank you very much, for looking into guests for us. I switch. Anyway, see, this chat room thing is just too distracting for me. I don't know. I can't do it. I'm not capable. I'm not capable of doing my own show, obviously. And the other two don't even do anything. Well, Nator keeps track of the chat room. Brian surfs. I kind of miss Brian, you know? I don't want to get all teary-eyed or anything. But, yes, Scarlett Salem will be a guest. She won't keep putting me off forever, I promise you guys. So, anyway, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, I was going to talk a little bit about the one of the equations that Romanek likes to put forth. I found some major, major flaws in it, but it is kind of in-depth algebra, in a sense, and it would really bore the crap out of most of you. So those of you that want to know later, I'll talk to you about it. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and get out of here. And Rick, yes, I will work on your thing there, your status. And you guys have a great one, and we'll talk to you, I don't know, next time, I guess? I don't know. What do you think? Think that's a good idea? I don't know. Whatever.
Somebody told me that you were so stupid, but I